Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up? Good morning.
Oh, getting Kiki's in the shower right now. If I had a long enough cord, I'd go interview her. She's finally up and moving, the bum. Good God,
I tell you. Hey, just use your phone. Facebook Live it.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Can we do that? But you guys won't be able to hear me on the radio unless
we don't want to listen. We don't want to listen to you on Facebook Live. Just get Facebook Live going. Go interview Kiki.
I was actually kind of happy because she had an early morning yesterday dealing with, you know, only getting this going and then also some other work things. So this morning she came down and she's like, oh, man, I just couldn't wake up. I'm like, well, it's good. You got to sleep in. So I wasn't bothering you. And she's like, no, I heard everything. No, I could hear you perfectly. And I'm like, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Get used to it.
I'm going to have to. Well, you know, honestly, too, and just for overall sound, I think I might have to get some, like, I don't know, maybe hang up some towels or something here in the studio. We'll figure it out. Or in my personal studio. Because right now I'm literally yelling at drywall. And that doesn't make for the best, you know, sound.
No, it doesn't.
Beach towel, you know, so.
We'll I don't know if the beach towel is going to do much more.
I think it'll help out a little bit. I mean, if you think about it, put a towel over your head and yell, and then take it off and yell. It's going to be quieter underneath the towel.
That's true. Just drape a towel over your head when you broadcast.
Why don't you take a ball and shove it in your mouth? See what happens. Let's get to it. Your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
Now offering curbside service, which is really cool. They still want to make sure that you are getting all the products that you need, and not to mention serving you continually at Smith Indoor Garden.
You know what's not WTF real quick?
What?
The wife just made banana bread, and the whole house smells like banana bread.
Dude.
It's fantastic.
She must have been done with those bananas.
You saw it. I led you right into it. Bastard.
Now these ones are ripe. We better make banana bread with these ones. It is hard to beat a nice chunk of banana bread with some butter on there. Ooh,
oh,
skip.
Man.
All right, let's do this. Here we go. Dumb bank robber. This took place in California. 19-year-old guy named Sonny Gutierrez Jr. And on Friday, he went to a Bank of America branch in Riverside, California, to rob the place. He passed the teller a note that said he had a gun and demanded money. The teller told him to wait in the lobby while they got the cash together. And according to the police report, while Sonny waited, he cracked open a, quote, adult beverage. The employees called 911 while Sonny was drinking, and the cops came and arrested him. He was charged with armed robbery. He did avoid the underage drinking charge. There's no word on what specifically he was drinking. Checking out his... Oh, my God, dude. The guy looks like he's 12.
Really?
He does. Looks like he's 12 years old.
Yeah. So he cracked a cold one while he's sitting there waiting, huh?
I mean, you might as well, you know? He probably knew it was going to go, you know, up. So
whatever happened to what, like, all the good bank robbers? You know, the ones that actually, you know, thought it through? The one guy who, like, wore one of those, like, Hollywood masks and got away with it for, like, years?
Smart. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, or, like, the overnight bandits used to, like, rob the guy who owned the bank the night before. I mean, great planage going on back in the day. Now it's a guy walks into a bank and hands her a note and cracks open a cold one. It's just
he's got a 40 on him, and he's like, all right, we'll see how this goes. I don't know.
Like, right.
Let's give it a shot.
And I feel like even if she gave him the money and he got the bag with the money sign on it, he would like casually walk out the front door, throw it over his shoulder, walk down to the local bar.
There's someone standing like, hey, I just robbed that bank. Pretty cool, huh? All right. See you later.
It was pretty easy.
I've been replaying Red Dead Redemption 2, and it does always make me think it had to be so easy to just rob banks and trains and stagecoaches back in the day, you know?
And there wasn't much more else to do, honestly.
No.
You know, looking back at that time, it was like, you know, what are we going to do? We're going to go to the local tavern and get schnockered? Or should we rob a bank? Let's go rob a bank.
Are we going to stay here and die of cholera, or should we go rob a bank? Well, cholera doesn't sound that fun. So yeah. Let's go rob a bank.
Besides, not to mention how easy it was to escape from jail. Back. It was just a couple of bars and Barney Fife with a key on his...
And you could just buy dynamite from the store. You could just go like, oh yeah, I'm going up to do some mining. Oh sure, well, I got a great selection of dynamite. Don't forget to grab some beans for the campsite. So it says beans, rope, dynamite. Sure,
the essentials.
Oh, and we just got this in. This is a fancy candy from New York. It's called black licorice. You're gonna love it.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so true. Times are simple, huh?
You only lived to 25. You might as well enjoy it out here in the Wild West. Anyway, that's your WTF. We'll be back.